Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster Deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So many people commenting on our discussion about who's to blame when you talk about this offense and the lack there of under-center play for Michael Penix and all the things we saw in this New Orleans game. And we're going to get back to that. But I got to ask you a question real quick. I just saw this. 35 Gainesville football players are suspended for Friday night's quarterfinal game against Hughes. And the athletic director's name's Adam Lindsay has said they're thinking about legal action because we're not going to give up on our kids this way. So apparently 4 players were suspended. A total of 39 originally. But 35 of those players remain suspended after this decision today by the Georgia High School Association. And I got to tell you, I'm mixed on this. I really am. I get it. We don't want to see violence. We certainly don't want our kids fighting on the field. There's no place for it. But when you have situations like this, you're going to punish a group for working their butts off all season and making a mistake. And I don't think that's the right thing to do. I just don't, Mike. And I told you guys yesterday, you know, casually just talking about my experience, I experienced something like this in Texas when we were in high school. None of this happened. We got to play and we went on to win to state championship. None of their kids got suspended the following year or their coach wasn't suspended. I just have a problem with this. And look, this isn't about me loving Gainesville or anything like that. Mike, if this was your kid, you're going to tell me your season's over because a few people made a mistake? These kids made a mistake on Friday night?
Well, the video, and there's more and more video has come out the last couple of days. Again, Brunswick's getting smoked. They're getting whipped. It's 42-0 in the third. And when the defender starts pulling guys' helmets off, now you got to defend yourself. I mean, the problem is it's the kids who came off the bench. That's where the problems are. But again, once everybody converges and it kind of gets its own momentum, good luck with that, stopping that kind of situation. Now, if you want to go back and individually look at how many guys were guys trying to be peacemakers, or they just ended up trying to get a piece of the action, you know, and that's the problem. Because if Gainesville's undisciplined, you know, hey, we're beating them 40-0, let's go kick their ass on the See, that's the thing. They've got to know better. The coaching staff's got to get a handle on it. I know, easier said than done, as this is all happening, you know, in a millisecond. But to me, I just hate it because Brunswick showed, you know, their butts because they were getting whipped. You know, and it's almost like you need a mercy rule. That'll be the next thing they'll add. It'll be a mercy rule now with some of these games to avoid this kind of crap from happening. But I do think you got to find a balance. I hate to see some of the starters get nailed, but if you came off the bench, it's pretty much cut and dry. You know, and I think that's where the Georgia, you know, state authorities are looking at this. You know, I think it sucks, but that's where the GHSA is gonna go. It's you can't come off the bench.
Brunswick, by the way, has received a 1-year postseason ban.
Yeah.
For their program.
And that's right. And that's where it's at.
It is right. I don't disagree with that. That's fine. And the school got fined $5,000 for a fight that began in the third quarter. And again, there's so many high school football games that are going on across the state. But when you have an incident like this, it not only comes out as just Georgia news, this is national news.
Right.
Because there are other states that are having their state playoffs as well. And they're going, man, did you see what happened in Georgia? How'd that happen?
Right.
I do think this is a very tough job for the commission. Do not misunderstand me when I say I get it. They're looking at this, you know, frame by frame, Mike, for all the footage that is out there, and they're trying to do the right thing. All I'm going to say is, if you suspend 35 Gainesville football players, their season's over. They're not winning. Right. That this game is going to be forfeited. They're not playing. And for all the things that you are told that you do leading into a season, and you get into a season, kids make mistakes, man, and I get it. There has to be consequences. But it shouldn't be the fact that Gainesville shouldn't be playing Friday night. What's up, Day-Day?
Yeah, and to your point about how tough the job is, that is one of the things that was mentioned on the call this morning when they were doing the vote, was the fact that how do they set the precedents? Because it's such a thin line. Like, if we're going to, you know, pick and choose what situation allows for something like this to somewhat be okay. And so that's the challenge that they were facing when they were voting this morning. And again, they tried their best to vote in regards to, because the four players that they ended up reinstating,
yes,
were four players that were of the 11 that were already on the field from the defense.
And that makes sense, because they were already out there.
Right. So what they're saying is those other seven, there must have been something that showed them that those other seven acted in a way that resulted in them having to remain suspended for the next round.
I hate to see this thing, you know, wind up in a courtroom, but, you know, the clock's ticking, you know, and it's this weekend and you got to move. And the other part of this is, like, I know you and I have a bunch of friends that are high school officials, tough, thankless job, right? That referee crew completely lost control of that game.
Sure.
It was chippy. If you read what Coach Lindsay said about, or actually Adam Lindsay, who's Gainesville's athletic director, was saying they were up like four touchdowns and, you know, Brunswick's got no shot. And they're doing dirty crap. And that's when the ref needs to call a timeout, get both coaches, got to talk to them, and that's it. But they never did it to the level where you stopped this and nipped it in the bud. And that's also on Brunswick's coaching. That's unprofessional coaching on their standpoint to not start pulling kids off the field that are pulling that stuff.
Brunswick's coach, though, did take ownership, Mike, and say that Gainesville should not be penalized this way and not playing this weekend. He did say that.
And that is cool.
Because I think he understands exactly what you're talking about. His kids got out of control. Mm-hmm. And then once this thing pops off, again, it's on, right? So it's a shame. Don't know what the outcome is going to be. The AD at Gainesville says, and we did reach out to him, correct. But Mr. Lindsay, we did reach out to you. And I know that you got a lot going on, but we'd love to hear your side of this. But he did say that the GHSA did not consider the circumstances of the altercation and only whether players left the sideline. I don't know. I can understand where he's coming from with that. But I just, man, this is tough, because I tell you what, man, these kids – and by the way, these seniors, they're done.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah,
they're done.
Yeah. Your last game of football, you don't get to compete for a state championship because other guys were acting like, you know, jerks and doing chippy stuff, and you're trying to defend your own teammates. Now, if you can define that, hey, look, they're trying to defend their teammates. These guys are ganging up on them. But then you got basically, we always joke around about, like, there's a Bruder film, Carl. You got to spend, you know, 6 hours working on this video and start pulling. Okay, that guy. Okay, this guy came off the bench. This guy was a peacemaker. This guy was adding fuel to the fire.
Yeah.
I mean, there's a way to do it, but I don't if they got the resources to even do that.
Yeah, and you know what? What's sad is if you watch the video, there is an official standing right there where it's two Gainesville players and one Brunswick, because the whistle gets blown. They're still, you know how it is. Sometimes you're still blocking after the play. The kid, Brunswick kid, rips the helmet off. The Gainesville kid throws his hand in the air. The official is literally standing right there, and at that moment could have stepped in, separated him. Instead of doing so, he literally takes two steps back
to let it play out.
And then it plays out, and then all hell breaks loose.
Yeah, and by the way, to Mike's point, and that's Day-Day, by the way, our executive producer. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. And we know there are a lot of families and certainly, you know, kids that are going to be affected by this up in the Gainesville area. They got a great program, really good head coach. Sometimes this stuff happens. I'm not pointing the finger at anybody, but I will tell you, Mike's right. This officiating crew needs to be suspended as well. They need to be done. Because if that is true, what you're saying, and that's blatantly obvious on the film, you didn't do your job.
Right. And we've got friends, you know, you guys, you know, Day-Day covers high school sports. We've all seen it. We've seen there's officials who grab the situation, get a handle on it before it gets this far. And there's some guys that are sheepish and are not authoritative in these moments. You've seen it. And we've seen it in college basketball. You've seen it enough of this, especially the last 10 years. This stuff is an epidemic now. But at least the parents didn't get on the field and all the other things that come sometimes go with
it. Sure.
But it's a shame, though, because I do see both sides. If you're going to stick to the letter of the law, I think there needs to be some flexibility and some common sense on behalf of GHSA. But let's see. Mike, they got to move. They got to make some decisions. They got to do it in the next 24 hours. They got to move.
Mike, they got to reinstate these kids. I'm going to stand on that. And it may be wrong in your eyes. They got to reinstate
these
kids.
I'd even split the – I mean
– especially if Brunswick was the aggressor.
And which they clearly were. Look, they're getting humiliated. It's getting chippy. It started basically when it was 28-0. If you want to go back and you can watch some of the video that people are putting out there. How about this? I mean, and I don't like this either, but maybe you take some of the guys that came off the bench and you suspend them for a half.
For a half. Give them a shot.
Like the way we handle targeting. So at least give Gainesville a puncher's chance in the next round.
I agree.
Who are they going to be forfeiting to?
Langston Hughes.
Yeah. One of the best.
And is a rematch from the championship game from about 3 years ago as
Well, Hughes is one of the best teams in the country, right?
Yeah.
I mean, period.
Yeah.
So, but that doesn't mean anything. That's why you play the playoffs. Gainesville could go upset them. Not like this. 404-726-0929. You can text us and let us know what you think. And by the way, you don't have to be a Gainesville supporter. This is about high school sports at this level where, man, we're at the end of the year. And your kids have worked their butts off to get here. And this incident happens. And you have a fight on the field. And then you get 39 Gainesville players suspended. 41 Brunswick players suspended. But they lost. So they're going home. There's no consequence for them, but yet Gainesville, obviously, Mike, is right now on the precipice of forfeiting a game that, I mean, you know, they're not going to have a chance to play.
It's a classic. Just like in the NFL, you never see the first punch. It's always, you know, well, like Brunswick, if we're going to go back to elementary school kindergarten rules, they started it.
That's right.
Okay.
That's right.
They were getting their butts kicked. They showed their butt. Let's show some common sense here. Find some way to maybe, I don't know, shoot, Carl, what would the Romans do? Every other guy gets suspended. I don't know. There's got to be a better option than all those 39 players sitting this one out.
All right, man. We had to put that out there. It is an ongoing situation, as I like to say, a developing story. We'll see what happens. Hopefully, they get to play. And I'm hoping that a majority of those 39 kids are reinstated. We will see where this goes. But as of right now, that is not the case. Brunswick as well receiving a one-year postseason ban for next year, Day-Day. So they, as good as they may be next year, this has now cost the kids who are coming up. That's crappy. If you're a junior there and you're like, hey, next year's my year. Right. What do you mean we can't go to...
Holiday doorbuster deals are on at Lowe's. Today only, get select 1-quart poinsettias and select translucent plant saucers for $1 each. That means for a limited time, you can decorate to get in the Christmas spirit for less. Shop in-store to make sure you don't miss out on big savings all day. But hurry, these offers won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid 11/28, in-store only, limit 16 per person. Selection varies by location, while supplies last.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Postseason, that's crappy.
But
this is even crappier because we're in the moment.
Right. But again, like I said, there's enough video out there where, again, somebody can do a deep dive. Just don't know, I'm not trying to be a Weisenheimer, if they've got the resources to actually do that. And somebody to go through it sort of forensically and figure out who the culprits were, because there's got to be levels of if guys are trying to push back. But again, you're a 16 or 17 year old kid.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.